Cape Talk from the continent.
Chatting this morning and chatting to Soka Sibiya, Africa.com editor from the continent, and we concentrate on the nice stories coming out of Africa with this particular segment, bringing the cinema to rural areas in Africa. That would be so exciting. Morning to you, Soka, and what do you've got for us?
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners. Yes, you know, as you've said, we always try to look at what's positive, what's going on. And one of the things that's happening is people are realizing that, you know, instead of just bringing services, people need to play as well. You know, it's lovely to enlighten your mind and just to escape. And there's nothing better as a form of escapism as cinema. So what's been happening is that mobile trucks are bringing the cinema to rural areas, whereby they just drive around, set up, and basically just use a projector. So they'll go into community halls if possible. If they can't, they use some sort of tent-like system or where the cover of the side of the bus basically turns into a screen that children in rural areas are able to watch movies. Right now, what's popular, especially in countries like Uganda, is Chinese movies. So I grew up on Chinese movies, so I can imagine how kids there feel, you know, when you watch all the special effects and everything else, and you just believe people can fly. And I think this is what has also brought about the industry in Uganda as well that's growing in terms of the film industry, because, you know, when you expose people to different things, they also start triggering their own imaginations. And it just, as we say, you know, even mobile the libraries, this is what's been happening as well. So where children or people cannot go to the city to get access to such services, companies and even small entrepreneurs are actually bringing the services to the people. And I think it's what it basically just, you know, it's a break from their ordinary lives, which sometimes can be very difficult and very tough. Because many times when we think of people in rural areas, especially in parts of Africa, we really think about donor fund, donor aid, and, you know, and it's nice now just to have a different picture of what life in rural Africa looks like.
It's nice to bring that kind of feeling, especially to children. And I think it's also a medium, you know, not only bringing the cinema to rural areas in Africa, it's also bringing some kind of context in terms of educating children and educating children via this particular medium. You know, I could see it be used for that. Chatting this morning to Soka Sibiya, Africa.com editor, how big is the Nigerian film scene? Because I believe that, you know, it's kind of like resembling a bit of a Bollywood situation in Nigeria these days.
You know, that has just grown exponentially. I think it's gone from the days when, you know, when I started watching Nollywood, the little bits I used to watch, you'd hear they say that when someone's walking down the street, they just put them off the street and you become an extra. It's really grown now where people are now getting into the business of it. So they've now got funding models, training. So not only is it just about the actors, but the whole industry in itself. It's growing. The quality is growing. Even blockbuster movies, you know, are getting bigger. And what's also happening is that not only is it just growing within Nigeria itself, but within the diaspora. So when a Nollywood movie comes out, not only does it become big in Nigeria, it also becomes big in the diaspora, because more and more people are tapping into, you know, into appreciating their own work, their own type of movies, their own type of films. And what's even happening now is that they're now trying to revive old Nollywood. So if you think about old Hollywood movies, the younger generation of Nigerian artists are reviving the old Nollywood feel. So it's a rediscovery of themselves. You know, it's a reappreciation of who we are as Africans. And I think when you tap into those, as I've always said with Abonile as well, that everybody's looking towards Africa in terms of inspiration in fashion, music, movies. So, you know, who better than ourselves to actually start repackaging our stories the way they should be told and then sending them off to the rest of the world?
Yeah, that's one of the important facts, is that, you know, packaging our stories the way that they should be told and not having somebody from the West come here and spend 6 weeks in a country and then go home and write an entire book on exactly, you know, become the expert on what happens in Nigeria, what happens in Kenya. So, yeah, bringing back the cinema to the rural Africa. Anything else coming out of Africa this morning, Soka?
Well, another thing that's also we see highlighting is the Africa Fashion Week. So New York Fashion Week finished off, but there's fashion weeks all over the continent. So, for example, in the DRC, we've had some fashion weeks. As I say, you know, we're getting more bolder. So instead of just walking the streets of Milan, I think now we need to now start looking at different inspirations from different parts, because you find designers from Europe actually taking our fashion and putting it on display in their own countries. But we should now start tapping into our own market. The models who are doing it big, like Maria Borges from Uganda, is one of the big African models in New York. So, you know, when we can start creating fashion weeks in her own country, it even gives her, you know, the tap on the shoulder that, you know, not everything is dusty and backward where I'm from, but we also have our own scenes. And this is what fashion designers and fashion people across Africa are trying to create by making our own fashion weeks.
Soka Sibiya, thank you so much for your contribution this morning on a Monday morning. And then Soka Sibiya is the Africa.com editor. And yeah, you can go and have a look at edit Africa.com and find all those fantastic stories. Have yourself a fantastic morning.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks a lot.